وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك أسرة مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala envelope you in His mercy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength. Amin. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu isbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Abu Kathir al-Suhaymi narrates from his father who said, I said to Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anh, tell me of a deed which if a person does, he will enter paradise. He replied, I asked that to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, believe in Allah in the last day. I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are there any deeds with iman? He replied, he should give a little from what Allah Jalla Jalaluhu gave him. I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if the person is poor and does not have anything to give? He said, he should enjoin good and forbid evil. I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if he is weak in speech, unable to enjoin good and forbid evil? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he should make for a person who does not know any craft by which he could earn a living. I said, what if he himself does not know any craft? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he should help an oppressed person. I said, what if he is weak, unable to help an oppressed person? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you do not want your friend to have any good, he should at least abstain from harming people. I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he does that, will he enter paradise? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no Muslim does any of these without my holding him by his hand till I admit him into paradise. Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, trials and tribulations will be presented to the hearts like a straw mat, one straw after the other. The heart that accepts it, it will leave a black spot on it. The heart that rejects it, it will leave a white spot on it. These spots will go onto two hearts, on the white like a rock. No trial and tribulation will harm it as long as the heavens and the earth remain, that is till the day of resurrection. The other will be black, like a clay jug that is fallen over. It does not recognize any good, nor does it reject any evil, except the vain desires that it has been filled with. Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Islam is divided into eight parts. Islam is one part. Salah is one part. Zakat is one part. Pilgrimage of the house is one part. Enjoining good is one part. Forbidding evil is one part. Jihad in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is one part. And the person who has no part is certainly lost. The reward for he who speaks the truth before a ruler. Tariq ibn Shihab al-Bajali al-Ahmasi narrates that a man asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam while he had placed his foot in the stirrup, which jihad is the most superior? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, to speak the truth before an oppressive ruler. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates, a man came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Al-Jamarat al-Ula, the first shaitan that is pelted at Mina, and asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which jihad is the most superior? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. When he pelted Al-Jamarat al-Thaniya, the second shaitan, he asked him again. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. When he pelted Al-Jamratul Aqaba, the third shaitan, He placed his foot in the stirrup in order to mount the animal. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, "Where is the person who asked the question?" The man said, "Yeah, I am, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "A true word that is said before an oppressive ruler." Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The most superior jihad is a true word said to an oppressive ruler or an oppressive leader." Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The leader of the martyrs is Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib, and a man who stands before an oppressive leader and commands him with good and prohibits him from evil, and so he, the oppressive ruler, kills him. The reward for exercising patience over calamity." Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, "Wabashshir as-sabirin," and give glad tidings to those who are patient. "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu isbiru wasabiru warabitu wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun." O believers, be patient and remain firm in confronting the enemy, and persevere and continually fear Allah so that you may reach your goal. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا بِتِغَاءَ وَجِي رَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ. Those who remain patient seeking the pleasure of the sustainer, who established the salah and spent of what we provided for them secretly and publicly, and who ward off evil with good, for them is the abode of the hereafter, gardens of eternity entering therein, and also those who are righteous of their forefathers, partners and progenies, the angels shall come to them from every door saying, "Peace be upon you, because you exercise patience. Excellent indeed is the ultimate abode." وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَىٰ مَا أَصَابَهُمْ. And give glad tidings to those who are humble, those who, when the name of Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble, and those who are patient over whatever befalls them. وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. The patiently enduring men and the patiently enduring women, Allah has set aside for them forgiveness and a great reward. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُبَوِّئَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا نِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Those who believed and did good deeds, we shall assign to them lofty dwellings in paradise, beneath which rivers flow, abiding therein forever, an excellent reward for those who labor, those who remain patient, and place their trust in their sustainer. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. It is the patient alone who receive their reward without measure. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْتُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. They shall receive their reward twofold, because they remain patient. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. However, whoever endures with fortitude and forgiveness, surely these are acts of courage. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Whoever tries to be patient, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu blesses him with patience. No person has been bestowed with anything better and more expansive than patience." Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Allah Jalla Jalaluhu did not bless a person with anything that is better for him and more expansive than patience." Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Purity is half of Iman. The praise of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu fills the scale. The glorification of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the praise of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu fills all that is between the heavens and the earth. Salah is light. Charity is proof of faith. Patience is illumination. The Quran is a testimony in your favor or against you. Every person sells his self. He either frees it or destroys it." Al-Qama narrates that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, "Patience is half of Iman, and conviction is all of Iman." Suhaib al-Rumi narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how excellent is the matter of a believer. His matter, all of it is good. This is not enjoyed by anyone but a believer. If he experiences happiness and he is grateful for it, it is best for him. If calamity afflicts him and he is patient over it, it is best for him. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the similitude of a believer is like that of a plant. The wind continuously causes it to sway, and a believer constantly experiences moisture. The similitude of a hypocrite is like that of a pine tree. It does not sway till it is harvested. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrate, I heard Abu Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, O Isa, I am going to send the nation after you. If something which they like befalls them, they praise me. If something which they dislike afflicts them, they hope for reward and remain patient. This despite their not having forbearance nor knowledge. So he asked, O my sustainer, how can this be without forbearance and knowledge? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu replied, I will bestow them of my forbearance and knowledge. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he for whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wills good, he will cause him to be afflicted. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which people are the most severely afflicted? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the prophets, and then those who are closest to them, and then those who are closest to them. A person is put through trials in accordance with his religious commitment. If it is firm, his trials will be severe. If there is any softness in his religious commitment, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will try him in accordance with his commitment. Trials and tribulations will continue afflicting a person till he walks on earth without any sin on him. Ibn Hibban Rahimahullah narrates that above as follows, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, as to which people are the most severely afflicted? He replied, the prophets, and then those who are closest to them, and then those who are closest to them. People are put through trials in accordance with their religious commitment. If his commitment is firm, his trials will be severe. He whose religious commitment is weak, his affliction will be weak. Trials and tribulations will continue afflicting a person till he walks among the people without any sin on him. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the latter was ill. He had a flannel type garment on him. He placed his hand over the garment and said, your fever is extremely high, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He replied, that is how we prophets are. Severe trials afflict us and the reward is multiplied for us. He then said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which people are put through the severest trials? He replied, the prophets. He asked, then who? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the ulama. He asked, then who? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the righteous one. One of them used to be afflicted by lice that it killed him. One of them used to be afflicted by poverty to such an extent that he could only find a cloak which he could wear. And they were happier by these adversities than any one of you with prosperity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to understand this concept of being patient under difficult circumstances and drawing close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand that it is also a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.